Oh, this is Dolores. I'm just following some people on Twitter, and it's all about natural childhood. There was a programme on BBC One today, this evening, and I thought I'd just do a little boo. When I was a little girl, we all played out. I live in London, in southeast London, and I was brought up in Sydenham, and there was like just loads of us, and we all played out, and that was it. Was your childhood. In fact, you were thrown out of your houses. You couldn't stay, and you were all told to get out. And we did. And that was even in the rain and the snow. And it was a good childhood, you know? Good playing out, scrumping, playing all the games you used to play. There was old abandoned shops. We used to go in them and play, and houses. You know, we used to go in old houses, all sorts of things. Just normal, naughty, not too out of order childhood. But I know things have changed and people are so scared these days to let their kids out. But my daughter lives on a estate in Sydenham. Now, I don't live in Sydenham anymore, I live in Catford. And, you know, we've had a bit of trouble with gangs around this area. But most of the kids that play out on my daughter's estate, the age ranges are from 2 years up to about 16. And they're all out together. So in the day, you've got all the young'uns, you know, on a Saturday or whatever, or after school. You've got the young ones that play out, but they play where they can be seen. And even if they sort of disappear around a corner, there's someone watching, so we'll shout out, you know, or get one of the kids to run around and find them. And if they really all disappear, we know where they are. They've just gone a little bit further than they should have done, but we know that they're around the little play park around the corner with all the swings. But, you know, kids are not stupid. We've got to give them a chance to be free. We had some trouble on the estate. There's a family, there was one boy, and they didn't actually live on the estate, they lived on a road that just runs along the estate. But they're nothing but trouble, you know, just horrible. They were in a gang and they got in trouble, and I think there was another gang after them. And we saw these men come onto the estate one day. I'll never forget it, actually. All the kids were playing out, and these men just turned up on the estate. I say men, they were young men, like in their 20s. And they came looking for this gang. But, you know, those kids instinctively, there was a big crowd of them out. When those boys turned up, all the kids disappeared. They all went home. They didn't stay out to get shot. They didn't stay out to watch what was going on. They just went home. And eventually those boys, you know, they had to leave the area because the other boys were after them, and that gang wasn't from the area, so they weren't around anyway. So, I mean, we read a lot of things in the newspaper about, you know, fighting and knives and guns in London. But that was a one-off because I've never ever seen a gun or anything like that. And we can't stop the kids playing out just because of a few idiots like them. In actual fact, the police turned up one day and cleared the whole lot of them out. So the estate's gone back to what it is. If you come up on a school night while it's still light, the kids will be out on bikes and scooters and, you know, the normal screaming and shouting. And Saturdays and Sundays they're out. There's a football pitch. There's normally loads of boys there. And some of the children don't even live on the estate. They come off of the roads from around the area into the estate and all play together. And it's not vicious, malicious games. They're just normal children having a normal, natural childhood. So I'd just say to parents who are worried about letting their kids out, you've got to look at yourself. It's you're worried. You've got to think about what's right for the children. And keeping them indoors 24 hours or not giving them freedom is just not healthy. So there you go.